news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Muggy start on your Wednesday, and more rain and some severe weather in the mix going forward. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, a decent amount of fog still downtown. It is your traffic across the Bayway, the Causeway. State troopers working an older accident, waiting for the wreckers at Grand Bay, Wilmer Road, and Gadsden Loop. And a new accident right by the Walmart at University and Ziegler. Trying to move that one into the parking lot now. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up on Saturday, March 14th in Locksley. It's a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Enjoy side-by-side dirt racing action like never seen before at the track. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Be the talk of your parade this year. Toomey's Mardi Gras store can make that happen. With over 100 new items in stock, you'll see the best selection of throws in town. Decorate your entryway or party room with fantastic Mardi Gras decor, costume accessories, fun wigs, masks, even t-shirts. Find everything Mardi Gras at Toomey's Mardi Gras stores in Mobile, the Eastern Shore Center, or shop and order online at toomeysmardigras.com. Layaway available. Shop the original Toomey's Mardi Gras store where it's Mobile Mardi Gras every day.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, showers with temperatures in the 60s in the morning, falling to the 50s in the afternoon. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
708 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, day after the State of the Union address. President Trump wrapped it up like this.
Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
And of course, there were aspirational and I would say tear-jerking moments during last night's State of the Union address, as the president really, that's his last national address before he runs, you know, in the general coming up in November. I thought there was a lot to talk about in the speech, but what is being talked about? Well, the handshake diss and the ripped up speech. That's what's dominating the conversation.
Yeah, lots of back and forth, I guess without words last night between Pelosi and the president.
That's for sure. It was the great American comeback. That was the speech last night. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
The President of the United States.
President Trump delivered copies of the speech to Vice President Pence and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but turned away as Pelosi offered a handshake. The two have not spoken in months. With the impeachment saga not quite over, the president said he was reporting on the great American comeback.
Jobs are booming. Incomes are soaring. Poverty is plummeting. Crime is falling. Confidence is surging. And our country is thriving and highly respected again.
In one of many digs at the Obama years, the president said economic decline is over. It has never been done at a State of the Union address. Republicans showing extra support for the president, where they were unanimously against impeachment in the House and ready to be the same in the Senate. He talked about the economy at length.
This is a blue-collar boom.
And faced some Democratic jeers when talking about his administration's efforts to roll back programs.
Under my administration, 7 million Americans have come off food stamps and 10 million people have been lifted off of welfare.
The president never mentioned impeachment or alluded to it. In the span of the hour and a half of broadcast time he commanded, he had the First Lady Award-ailing talk radio host Rush Limbaugh a medal, gave out a scholarship, and helped a surprise reunion of a military family, all in the First Lady's box.
To safeguard American liberty, we have invested a record-breaking $2.2 trillion in the United States military.
He played up the killings of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, and there was an urging of Iraq to turn away from Iranian influence. When talking about health care, the president drew repeated headshakes of disbelief from Speaker Pelosi.
I've also made an ironclad pledge to American families. We will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions.
Still, the Trump administration is helping Republican-led states in their effort to have all of Obamacare ruled unconstitutional.
And we will always protect your Medicare, and we will always protect your Social Security, always.
At the end, even before the president walked off, Pelosi ripped the speech in half, later telling reporters that was the courteous way to show her displeasure. Bob Costantini, The White House.
All right, back here in Alabama last night, the undercard for the State of the Union, the State of the State Address from Governor Ivey. Talking about prison reform, schools, rolling reserve, some sweeping aspirational parts of the speech as well. We'll get into this in depth in Midday Mobile today. But in addition, during the State of the State Address, Governor Ivey stepped away, kind of side-glanced the lotto gaming issue. She did a discussion about, kind of basically said, well, I don't think this is a good way to fund government, but then at the same time she went around in pure political rhetoric and said, but I think it's something the people in Alabama want. She's going, then she mentioned the Porch Creeks, actually she said our Native American neighbors, I think, in that. But then she went on to say that she's going to organize a committee, which is not tabling, but it's kind of tabling. So how much this slows down lotto talk, because Governor Ivey said she was vetting the members of a group she's going to put together to study lottery and gaming in the state of Alabama. How long that can take, I don't know.
I guess that's her way of saying she'll think about it.
That's a maybe. It's a maybe, but Governor Ivey, putting that at the end of the speech, stood out to me. We'll talk about that more coming up. Different points in the State of the State Address as the legislature has gaveled back in Montgomery, and the fun's just getting started. All right, we'll check in with News 5. Also, Dalton's got sports on the way. We're talking about...
Oh, well, Alabama and Auburn both had close basketball games last night with opposite results and a big trade in Major League Baseball.
All right, that's coming up. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. If we can get him away from the celebrations, today is National Weather Person's Day, and he's doing what all folks in the weather business do. They're all at the isobar having a big time, and hopefully we can pull him over to the payphone in the corner, and he'll check in with us shortly.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you, and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh, my God. Cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hangout organizers met with Gulf Shore city leaders to discuss conditional changes to the yearly permit. While Hangout Fest is contracted to run in Gulf Shores through 2025, the festival still needs to go through an annual permit approval process. This year, the process is more thorough because of complaints from residents. City leaders are asking organizers to keep the noise down, keep festival goers off private property, work with local businesses, and fix any parking issues. The city's expected to vote on the permit next week. The Mobile City Council has paved the way for passenger rail service to return to the port city. Tuesday, the council voted 6-1 in favor of authorizing a letter of support to get grant money from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Pensacola police have released surveillance pictures of a man and woman that robbed the Gulf Winds Federal Credit Union on Garden Street at about 1:30 Tuesday afternoon. Police say the woman handed the teller a note. She and the man then left the bank, but police aren't sure which direction they went. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If your job requires transporting people or cargo indoors or out, see the Yamaha UMAX Rally Utility Cart from Cart Doctor. Limitless customization, an easy dump bed, professional automotive-style dash, an 800-pound bed capacity, and tows up to 1,500 pounds. Industrial sites, farms, campuses, or large property owners, or just the do-it-yourselfer, the UMAX simply makes your job easier. Call Cart Doctor today about their rental fleet program, including service, parts, and maintenance to make your job more efficient and cost-effective. Cart Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn wins a close one on the road. Alabama loses a close one at home. Mark D'Antonio steps down from Michigan State, and the Dodgers and Red Sox make a huge trade. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn won their fifth game in a row by rallying from 11 points down and beating Arkansas on the road in overtime. Samir Dowdy led Auburn with 23 points, and freshman Isaac Okoro added 14, including a crucial layup in overtime, put the Tigers up by three.
Dish, Okoro finishes with 5 on the clock.
Dribble penetration by McCormick, draws help. Isaac Okoro, who belies his freshman age, cuts off the ball for an easy layup.
The 11th-ranked Tigers are now 20-2 this season with a huge home game against number 18-ranked LSU coming up on Saturday. Alabama lost a 15-point lead in a 69-68 home loss to Tennessee. The loss really hurt Bama's odds of making the NCAA tournament. Number 15 Kentucky beat Mississippi State 80-72, and Texas A&M beat Missouri 68-51. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee beat New Orleans by 12 points, with Giannis Antetokounmpo putting up 34 points and 17 rebounds. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson had 20 points with 7 rebounds and 5 assists in the loss. LeBron scored 36 in a Lakers win over San Antonio. James Harden put up 40 in a Houston win over Charlotte, and Denver routed Portland. In college football, Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio announced that he is stepping down after 13 seasons as the head coach of the Spartans.
After much reflection, discussion, and prayer with my family, I feel that now is the time for change as we enter into a new decade of Michigan State football.
His decision curiously came one day before the final college football signing day of the offseason. D'Antonio and Michigan State are currently facing a wrongful termination lawsuit from former assistant coach Curtis Blackwell. Court filings this week detail allegations by Blackwell that D'Antonio committed NCAA rules violations. D'Antonio is the winningest coach in Michigan State history. He has 3 Big Ten championships and a Rose Bowl victory, but the Spartans have gone 7-6 in the past 2 seasons. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars will play 2 of their home games in London next season, reducing their home schedule in Jacksonville to just 6 games. The 2 overseas games will reportedly be held on back-to-back weekends. Dates and opponents will be announced in April when the league reveals the schedule. Baseball's opening day is about a month and a half away. Teams are jockeying for position before they hit the starting gate. The Dodgers, Red Sox, and Minnesota Twins have agreed on a 3-team trade that will send Boston outfielder Mookie Betts and starting pitcher David Price to Los Angeles. Boston's return package will include outfielder Alex Verdugo from L.A., as well as pitching prospect Bruzdar Gratterall from the Twins. Minnesota will get right-handed pitcher Kenta Maeda from the Dodgers. Dodgers continue to make big moves in pursuit of their first World Series since 1988. Betts and Price were the biggest part of this deal. They were due to make $59 million combined with Boston this year. And in a separate trade, the Dodgers have agreed to send outfielder Jock Peterson to the neighboring Los Angeles Angels for infielder Luis Rengifo. 7:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 7:21, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, just about 15 minutes away. All right, now we'll check your tax tips brought to you by Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There's a big change in store for homebuyers looking to take out large mortgages. The 2017 tax law capped the mortgage interest that can be deducted off tax returns on loans up to $750,000. The cap used to be $1 million. For those using home equity loans to make home improvements, like build a new bathroom, the deduction is still allowed. But if the loan is used for something unrelated, like consolidating credit card debt, the tax break is eliminated. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. SCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, showers with temperatures in the 60s in the morning, falling to the 50s in the afternoon. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
From the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center, we've got a new accident. Mobile Police Department, not even on the scene yet. Two cars involved. Cottage Hill eastbound between Azalea and Montlebar, so be careful through there. Disabled vehicle clearing I-10 eastbound across the Bayway, where we are seeing a little bit of fog, and it's still got that accident by the Walmart at University and Ziegler. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's opened 7 days a week at Government Boulevard in Mobile, and now at Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up, a presser yesterday with State Senator Gerald Dial, former State Senator Gerald Dial, who is in front of this. So, okay, let me set the stage. So you've heard the push here by the Portage Bandit Creek Indians for this compact with the state for Class 3 gaming and a lot of different things. Okay, then there's a group that's opposing them out there, the Portage Creek Accountability Now. Well, former longtime state senator Gerald Dial was at this presser and said he could not say who was behind the dark money, as they call it, that's funding this opposition, but he did admit at least part of the money is coming from outside the state of Alabama.
Interesting.
So we'll dig into this more in just a little bit. But yeah, it's a part of what we're going to be hearing. You know, session is in. They're pushing back and forth, not so much about the vote that would come in November on the general election ballot, but what your legislators vote for or against in this session that will wrap up by May. All right, some eyes still on Iowa. By late last night, a partial release of the Iowa caucus results were out. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One has more.
Iowa's Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price took full responsibility for the problem with the tabulation of the caucus results.
The reporting of the results and circumstances surrounding the 2020 Iowa Democratic Party caucuses were unacceptable. As chair of the party, I apologize deeply for this.
He was asked how people could trust that the figures released are accurate given the problem with the app used to record each caucus's results.
We know this data is accurate. And we also have a paper trail and documentation that will that have been able to use to provide information to help verify the results.
Critics of the Iowa caucus have argued that this is the beginning of the end for the quirky first test in the nation for presidential candidates.
The fact is that this is a conversation that happens every 4 years. There's no doubt that that conversation will take place again.
The initial results released late yesterday showed Pete Buttigieg in the lead. He was followed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden in fourth place. Buttigieg reacted to the partial results at a campaign event in New Hampshire.
This validates the idea that we can have a message, the same message, connect in urban and rural and suburban communities, that we can reach out to Democrats and to independents and even to some future former Republicans ready to bring change to this country.
But Bernie Sanders looked at the raw vote number totals and he was claiming victory as well.
And I'm very proud to tell you that last night in Iowa, we received more votes on the first and second round than any other candidate.
CNN reported that a team from the DNC has gotten involved in the process now. Party Chairman Tom Perez said this should never happen again. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Should never happen again. We'll see if it does, but should never happen again. All right, 7:30, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll check in with News 5. Also coming up this morning, Jeff Poor, who was a guest of Representative Bo Brooks at the State of the Union. And I'm laying on the Mo Brooks folks and Congressman Byrne and others. If I could, if y'all got an extra seat next time, you know, I'd like to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Not many people get invited to the State of the Union.
No, it's pretty strong. So Jeff was a guest last night. He's not going to be able to join us at 8, but he will join us at 8:30. So we'll talk to him coming up at 8:30 this morning. Jeff Poor, you know, from Land Yap and Breitbart, Yellowhammer News, Jeff Poor Radio Show, but was in the House last night. So it'll be good. I mean, a lot of us watched State of the Union, had our impressions of the State of the Union there. What about being there in person? We'll find out from Jeff coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk a lot of State of the Union with him, but man, I'm still interested in this Iowa race and what it can mean down the line. Biden finishing so far with only 71% of the vote in, but fourth place, not polling as well as a lot of people thought he would. What could that mean for the rest of his campaign?
I'll talk about that coming up. And the text line's open for you at 343-0106. 343-0106. Always hit us up there. If you've got a traffic issue, want to comment on something, you can do it on the text line. And then, of course, after 8, we'd love to hear your voice at 343-0106. Coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Several suspects are in jail this morning accused of shooting a police officer in Jefferson County. Warrior police say they captured Preston Johnson and three other suspects who reportedly shot a Kimberly police officer. Law enforcement officials say the suspect shot at the officer during a chase on I-65 late Tuesday night. The officer is listed in critical condition at UAB Hospital. Alabama lawmakers will be back at the state capitol this morning to talk about a measure to keep violent criminals in jail. After Anaya Blanchard's death, legislators proposed an amendment to stop those accused of committing violent crimes from getting out on bond. Ibrahim Yazid was accused of kidnapping and killing Blanchard. He was out on bond for a separate kidnapping and attempted murder charge when Blanchard was murdered last year. An Okaloosa County doctor was recognized for her commitment to area children. Dr. Lynn Keefe has served children for 30 years. County commissioners designated March 19th, her birthday, as Dr. Lynn McDonald Keefe Day. Over the past 30 years, she has helped abuse children through her work with the Emerald Coast Children's Advocacy Center. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
tear up the speech, but you can't tear up the accomplishments. And that's what this race is going to be about in 2020.
Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's act. She tore up a copy of President Trump's State of the Union speech at the conclusion of his address to the nation. Senators vote in Trump's impeachment trial later today. Technical issues with a smartphone app are cited as the reason for delays in results from the Iowa caucuses. That app will be bypassed later this month.
Software from that same company, Shadow, was also supposed to be used in the Nevada caucus on February 22nd. Now, the Nevada Democratic Party says that won't be used, despite tens of thousands of dollars already spent. Alex Marquardt, Washington.
Early voting results with some 70% accounted for show former Mayor Pete Buttigieg with a slight lead over Senator Bernie Sanders in Iowa. On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The owner of the New York Stock Exchange has made a takeover offer for eBay that could value the online marketplace at more than $30 billion. The Wall Street Journal says Intercontinental Exchange, known as ICE, has approached eBay in the past and did so again recently. Should there be a deal, it would be big, given eBay's market value of more than $28 billion and the premium ICE would likely have to pay. Shares jumped almost 9% yesterday on the news. Chipotle says it posted higher digital sales and more expensive orders, lifting profit even as costs rose. The burrito chain says sales grew 13.4% for its most recent quarter and 11% for the full fiscal year, topping expectations and outpacing recent gains at rival restaurant operators, including McDonald's and Chili's Grill and Bar owner Brinker International. The Wall Street Journal says Bombardier is in talks to sell its business jet division to Textron as a struggling Canadian train and plane maker moves to pay its debt. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Muggy start here on this Wednesday.
Yeah, we've got a southerly wind now and bringing in moisture. And what we're going to see today is showers and thunderstorms developing. We have a few light showers in the area now, and there's some heavier shower activity up around Hattiesburg. But conditions in the upper atmosphere will become favorable this afternoon for thunderstorm development, so we could see some severe weather. So look for rain today at times and some heavy rain possibly this afternoon. The high today will be in the low 70s, which is about 10 degrees above normal for this time of the year. Now tonight we'll see more showers and then thunderstorm activity after midnight. Again, conditions will become very favorable for thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. That front should get in here tomorrow morning, and so we could see some severe weather activity early tomorrow, perhaps before daybreak. And the rest of the day tomorrow, we'll see periods of showers and a little bit cooler tomorrow, a high temperature around 65 degrees. But then late in the afternoon, temperatures begin to fall down into the 50s and then into the 40s through the evening. And for. Tomorrow night, we'll get down into the 30s, mid to upper 30s for Thursday night into Friday morning. Friday should be a rather nice day, but cool, 58 degrees, plenty of sunshine. And over the weekend, not bad. Saturday, there is a slight chance of a shower as a weak cold front moves through. It'll be mostly sunny. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. And then Sunday, plenty of sunshine, again, in the mid-60s. So a fairly good weekend, but we've got to contend with some significant rainfall. We may get anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain today, tonight, and through tomorrow. As I mentioned, some of the heaviest rainfall will be later this afternoon and then early tomorrow morning.
Do you think we'll look at flash flooding? I mean, I know we're worried about severe thunderstorms, straight line winds, but 2 to 4 inches, is that enough for flash flooding?
Yeah, there's a possibility that we will see some flash flooding in those areas that normally get a lot of water. And so 2 to 4 inches of rain covering the period. But a lot of that will come this afternoon and again early tomorrow.
Okay. And also remind folks, because I had people stopping by here yesterday picking up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. And I know we're one of the locations people can pick it up. But there's places, Mobile County, Baldwin County. I mean, you have to hide from this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have quite a few locations now with Hancock Whitney Banks and Mobile, and also on the Eastern Shore. And then, here, of course, here in Mobile at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore in the Fairhope area, Old Time Garden Supply, as well as Autocraft Collision Center, Billy Langford Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, we have copies at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, and I want to celebrate this and let you do the information on it. It is National Weather Person's Day, so let's
yes,
talk about
is.
Let's talk about this major U.S. holiday.
It's a big celebration, of course, for the meteorologist as we honor Sir John Jeffries, Boston physician who kept weather records back in the 1700s, and so we celebrate Sir John Jeffries today. And of course, our forecasts are not quite as accurate tomorrow after the celebration today, but they'll pick up.
Yeah, where do y'all party for this?
Oh, of course, the Isobar. Yeah, we spent most of the night decorating, and as I mentioned, our forecast will be a little bit off tomorrow, but we'll regain it as we go through the week and into the weekend.
Most popular drink at the Isobar?
A hurricane.
Of course it is. Give me a Category 5. Oh, the double. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check traffic. Also, sports, a lot to talk about in college hoops. Mm-hmm. Alabama and Auburn both in action last night.
Yeah, both had close games. Opposite results, though.
All right, coming up.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Luann Pappas, CEO of the Scarlet Pearl Casino in D'Iberville, Mississippi. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
In her 35-plus years in the gaming industry, Luann Pappas knows that her primary customer is a 50-year-old female who plays the slot machines. She also knows that this woman is looking for a clean, friendly, and safe place to enjoy her gaming. So, Luann sets out to create this environment at the Scarlet Pearl Casino. It's bright inside, which is unusual for a casino. And the scent they diffuse on the gaming floor smells clean. So clean that the casino customers want to buy it for their own use. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
For the spring Toyota.com traffic center. They've still got accidents at Airmont Drive and Cottage Hill. That's going to be without injuries. Also, University and Overlook near the Walmart with injuries. And state troopers on the scene at Grand Bay Wilma Road and Gadsden Loop just waiting for the wreck. Got fog over the Bayway, but it's starting to burn off. Not a bad start to the morning. Azalea City's accident accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They can also help with the IRS with audits, or if you owe additional taxes, see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
742 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams came with our traffic. Hey, 8:30, a little shift in the schedule. Usually Jeff Port joins us at 8 o'clock, but he's checking in at 8:30, live from Washington. He was a guest of AL5's Congressman Mo Brooks last night at the State of the Union, was there in person. We'll get his take on the event coming up at 8:30. Right now, I want y'all to say hello to my buddy, Larry Kirby at LCM, and I know this man has got some inventory to talk about.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we got a bunch of your favorites. I know you love trucks, so we got the best selection of trucks we've had in a long time. You know, we got four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, crew cabs, extended cabs, regular cabs, diesels, gas. So we got a tremendous selection. We got them from $5,000 to $35,000.
I like that. I like that range. And I also like what you've told me over time, that the folks y'all work with in financing, they like truck buyers.
Absolutely. You know, we don't usually have any trouble at all getting trucks financed. They know the longevity of the trucks, and they're being used for work, so they love to finance trucks.
Also, for people who are looking at getting a vehicle, the peace of mind that comes with the fact that y'all have checked these vehicles before they're even displayed on the lot at LCM, and then you give us a chance to take it to our own mechanic, right, if we want to.
Absolutely. Doesn't bother us a bit. They want to take it to their mechanic, get it checked out. We don't have a problem with that at all. Plus, you know, we got our 3 month, 3,000 mile limited powertrain warranty on everything we sell.
That sounds fantastic. We got to come check out that inventory. Give folks directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook and just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. You know, last night, State of the Union, of course, a lot of the discussion has been not around the points and made by the president, victories he's had, and also the aspirational language looking forward for President Trump, but a lot is about the tit for tat, right? And whether it's specifically the president versus Speaker Pelosi, or if it's different jabs made at the Democrats during the speech. The surprises are what got a lot of people's attention from last night's State of the Union, and Evan Haining from Westwood One has more.
The President of the United States.
When he was introduced, President Trump ignored or didn't see Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hand. So no handshake with the political opponent he hadn't seen in person since October. He introduced his theme.
Crime is falling, confidence is surging, and our country is thriving and highly respected again.
Well, among the night's surprises, the presence of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh, just diagnosed with lung cancer, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please.
And Trump surprised the wife of Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams, who has been serving in Afghanistan for the past 7 months.
I am thrilled to inform you that your husband is back from deployment. He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
Trump said 500 miles of border wall will be fully completed by early next year.
Before I came into office, if you showed up illegally on our southern border and were arrested, you were simply released and allowed into our country, never to be seen again. My administration has ended catch and release.
But with his impeachment acquittal all but assured later today, the president touted low unemployment numbers, his new trade agreements, and attacked Democrats' proposals for health care reform.
I want you to know, we will never let socialism destroy American health care.
Throughout the speech, Pelosi showed little emotion, applauding some of the guests, paging through Trump's speech, but as the president finished and left the podium, a final surprise. Speaker Pelosi tore the copy of the speech the president had given her in half, later telling reporters that was the courteous way to show her displeasure with what she called page after page of mistruths. Evan Haining, Washington.
Gun enthusiasts, if you're looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store, look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile.
If you need it, they can get it.
And now through Valentine's Day, register for the Valentine's Raffle. Mobile Shooting Center is giving away a couple of Sky handguns.
One for you, one for your honey.
What better way to say, I love you? Visit Mobile Shooting Center today. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5 Hangout organizers met with Gulf Shores city leaders to discuss conditional changes to the yearly permit. While Hangout Fest is contracted to run in Gulf Shores through 2025, the festival still needs to go through an annual permit approval process. This year, the process is more thorough because of complaints from residents. City leaders are asking organizers to keep the noise down, keep festival goers off private property, work with local businesses, and fix any parking issues. The city's expected to vote on the permit next week. The Mobile City Council has paved the way for passenger rail service to return to the port city. Tuesday, the council voted 6-1 in favor of authorizing a letter of support to get grant money from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Pensacola police have released surveillance pictures of a man and woman that robbed the Gulf Winds Federal Credit Union on Garden Street at about 1:30 Tuesday afternoon. Police say the woman handed the teller a note. She and the man then left the bank, but police aren't sure which direction they went. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Auburn wins a close one on the road, and Alabama loses a close one at home. Mark D'Antonio steps down at Michigan State, and the Dodgers and Red Sox make a huge trade. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn won their fifth game in a row by rallying from 11 points down and beating Arkansas on the road in overtime. Samir Dowdy led Auburn with 23 points, and freshman Isaac Okoro added 14, including a crucial layup in overtime that put the Tigers up by three.
Dish, Okoro finishes with 5 on the clock.
Dribble penetration by McCormick, draws help. Isaac Okoro, who belies his freshman age, cuts off the ball for an easy layup.
The 11th-ranked Tigers are now 20-2 this season with a huge home game against number 18-ranked LSU coming up on Saturday. Alabama lost a 15-point lead and a 69-68 home loss to Tennessee. That loss really hurts Bama's odds of making the NCAA tournament. Number 15, Kentucky beat Mississippi State 80-72, and Texas A&M beat Missouri 68-51. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee beat New Orleans by 12 points, with Giannis Antetokounmpo putting up 34 points and 17 rebounds. LeBron scored 36 in a Lakers win over San Antonio. James Harden put up 40 in a Houston win over Charlotte, and Denver routed Portland. In college football, Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio announced that he is stepping down after 13 seasons as the head coach of the Spartans.
After much reflection, discussion, and prayer with my family, I feel that now is the time for change as we enter into a new decade of Michigan State football.
His decision curiously came one day before the final college football signing day of the offseason. D'Antonio and Michigan State are currently facing a wrongful termination lawsuit from former assistant coach Curtis Blackwell. Some court filings this week detail allegations by Blackwell that D'Antonio committed NCAA rules violations. He's the winningest coach in Michigan State history, has 3 Big Ten championships and a Rose Bowl victory, but the Spartans have gone 7-6 in the past 2 seasons.
In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars will play two of their home games in London next season, reducing their home schedule in Jacksonville to only six games. The two overseas games will reportedly be held on back-to-back weekends. The dates and the opponents will be announced in April when the league reveals the schedule. Baseball's opening day is about a month and a half away. Teams are jockeying for position before they hit the starting gate. The Dodgers, Red Sox, and Minnesota Twins have agreed on a three-team trade that will send Boston outfielder Mookie Betts and starting pitcher David Price to the Dodgers. Boston's return package will include outfielder Alex Verdugo from L.A., as well as pitching prospect Bruzdar Gratterall from the Twins. Minnesota will get right-handed pitcher Kenta Maeda from the Dodgers. Dodgers continue to make big moves in pursuit of their first World Series win since 1988. Betts and Price were the biggest part of the deal. They were due to make $59 million combined with Boston this year. And in a separate trade, the Dodgers have agreed to send outfielder Jock Peterson to the neighboring Los Angeles Angels in return for infielder Luis Rengifo. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, showers with temperatures in the 60s in the morning, falling to the 50s in the afternoon. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape in studio, and we're talking about landscape projects and why we need to get moving on this right now.
If you're thinking of doing a landscape project this year, if that's on your list of to-dos, now is a really good time for several reasons. There's plenty of rainfall right now. Mm-hmm. The temperature is still pretty cool outside. Soil temperature is warm, so the plants are growing really well. Another one is you get the plants in now, there's a really long window to get those plants established before the real stress of July, August, September. Those are pretty tough seasons for the plants. And if you get them in and get them established before then, you're doing really well. I guess the last one is that we've got some incentive programs, specials, if you will, for whatever your project might be. We want to get people in and planting early, because it's just better for the project. So if you've got an irrigation project, if you've got a new patio, walkway, or wall, or a new entrance, or a new backyard, we've got some different specials throughout the season.
How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
From the ZeliaCityTax.com traffic center, we've got a new accident at Hillcrest and Greeley tying up traffic. Still there at Airmont Drive at Cottage Hill without injuries. One with injuries. Wreckers are on the scene at University and Overlook near the Walmart. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. We do have still some fog burning off, but nothing out of the ordinary into Tillman's Corner at Theodore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. If you got a leak today from the showers, look them up at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Text lines open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the phone number, give us a call coming up next hour when we're turning up your voice. We'll talk about the State of the Union. And also, I want to talk about the State of the State address from Governor Ivey. Obviously, the undercard for what most people were into, at least nationally, obviously, State of the Union. But a lot in that State of the State address from Governor Ivey we need to discuss back here in Alabama. It, you know, it's a weird thing. I'm looking forward to a Wednesday. It's not usually a day of the week people look forward to.
No, not normally.
But today's the day the maids come to our house. And that means when I walk in the home tonight, it will be clean from baseboards to ceiling fans. It'll have that fresh smell in there. Also, the dust and allergens gone because they run those HEPA filters on their vacuum. Their vacuum cleaners are the backpack kind. Looks like a Ghostbuster thing. And they run those HEPA filters. 99% of all the pollutants in your home picked up by that. That means allergens, bacteria, pollen, pet dander, other pollutants. They use those and also wipe down shelves, wipe down countertops, wipe down ceiling fans. It's just a great clean you get with the maids. And the beauty of that is I'll walk in and I will have that time in my schedule. House will be clean, but I'll still have time for picking up from soccer practice. I'll still have time to work a couple extra hours here around the station. I'll have time for hobbies. I'll have more time in my life. And that's what you get with the maids. So give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time with the maids. Do what we did and get that free estimate now. Here's the phone number. 344-6626. 344-6626 for the maids. I know, you're riding down the road right now, don't have time to write it down. So if you'll Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County, you'll see that phone number. But if you're somewhere you can jot it down, just do that. 344-6626. They'll come to your place and give you a free estimate. The maids referred for a reason. All right, coming up next hour, Jeff Poore is going to join us. He was at the State of the Union last night in person as a guest of Congressman Mo Brooks. Also speaking of State of the Union at noon today for Midday Mobile, AL1's Congressman, candidate for Senate, Bradley Byrne will join us to review last night's State of the Union.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the two of them are sore from standing up over over. I felt bad for Steve Scalise.
Yes, literally, for Steve Scalise actually has the issue. But some of the older members of Congress that don't have the injuries that Steve Scalise did, I looked at them, I'm like, they may not make another applause line. They may not get up this next time. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And like I said, noon today, Congressman Byrne and also candidate for AL1 Bill Hightower joins us at 1 o'clock on Midday Mobile. Lots coming up. We're glad you're here. Be right back.